VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir says his country made a, quote, huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
Individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished.
The foreign minister spoke to Fox News, expressing his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but providing no new information on how the 59-year-old journalist was killed, or what happened to his body, or if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the country's de facto ruler, was involved. On Sunday, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told CNN he believes bin Salman was responsible. Voting continued for a second day Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary elections since 2010. More than 3 million people voted Saturday. There was violence both days and technical problems, but also long lines at some polling stations. It may be weeks before a final result is announced. King Abdullah of Jordan says he has decided not to renew parts of a treaty with Israel. Two parts of the agreement allowed Israel to lease two small areas of land to farm on from Jordan for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is later this week. Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the UN asked him to be repatriated because of his poor human rights record. Spokesman said the army will comply with the request. This is VOA News. President Trump is again hammering the Democratic Party over a mass caravan of Honduran migrants that has resumed its northward march through Mexico. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The throng of Honduran immigrants continues their trek under the blazing sun toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico on Sunday. Trump has seized on the caravan and border security as campaign issues ahead of the midterms and tweeted the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, and full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens. But migrant Luis Porto is not stopping.
We are warriors, and we got to get to the place we got to get. You know, we're going to fight. We're going to keep on going. We're not going to stop.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence, others trying to get to the U.S. to find work.
The U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State terrorist group is acknowledging an airstrike on a mosque in Syria last week. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The coalition says the strike targeted an Islamic State group command and control center and killed a dozen fighters. It says while the law of war protects mosques, the use of the building as a headquarters by the Islamic State group caused it to lose that protected status. It says only Islamic State fighters were present at the time. The statement did not acknowledge or refute reports from Syrian state media and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights that there were civilians killed along with IS fighters.
At least 22 people were killed Sunday and 171 injured when one of Taiwan's newer, faster trains derailed on a curve along a popular weekend route. All of the train's 8 cars derailed, 5 of them flipped over. Local news reports said that as many as 30 people remained alive and trapped inside the cars for hours after the train wreck. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said Sunday that President Vladimir Putin will ask for an explanation this week from U.S. National Security John Bolton. Bolton is to visit Moscow to talk about President Trump's intention to pull the United States out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty because of alleged Russian violations of the pact. Ryabkov said withdrawal would be a, quote, very dangerous step. He accused the United States of trying to assume total supremacy in the world. The agreement was negotiated in the late 1980s, signed by then U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.